Welcome to The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas, here on your station, 88.9 KETR. Good morning, I'm your host, Scott Harvey, and happy Thanksgiving. Hope you've had an excellent weekend so far. On today's program, we can never stress enough why not to get either behind the wheel or in the car with someone who's been drinking. I speak with Vicki Ballard, a Paris mother who lost her son to an alcohol-related crash, who has worked to form a Safe Ride program for Lamar County. And for today's Friday feature, KETR student intern Jasmine Trejo profiles the Northeast Texas Choral Society in Sulphur Springs, who puts on their annual Christmas program next weekend. Those stories are coming up after we check out the week's headlines. You're listening to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
You may have been thinking about corporate underwriting on KETR, but don't know how to get started. Let us make it easy for you. Call 903-513-9684. I'm Sherry Gardner. I'll be happy to explain the process step by step. If you like, I can even swing by and drop off some information for you to look at. It's that easy.
I'm Dr. Jackie Duncan, a clinician scientist working with the American Health Assistance Foundation to find a cure for macular degeneration, a debilitating eye disease. It's important to let young people know how to take care of their sight. Go to ahaf.org/kids, where families learn about macular degeneration using interactive games and stories. That's ahaf.org/kids, or call 1-800-437-2423 for free information and resources.
Jared Knight here, and I want to take a quick second to tell you about a cool feature of the new KETR.org. A blessing and a curse of radio is how immediate information can be. Sometimes you hear a news story, but you want to know more, and it's already over. You can find our local news stories easily from the new KETR.org by using the simple site search tool in the upper right-hand corner. You can search headlines, shows, people, programs, anything related to KETR. Be sure to search out your favorite feature at the new KETR.org.
Welcome back to The Lead. It's now time to check out the headlines from this week. Wood County authorities are seeking the whereabouts of Gilbert Gutierrez, a person of interest in the case of his missing wife. Marquita Gutierrez hasn't been seen for more than a month. Gilbert stands 5 feet 6 inches tall, has brown eyes and long black hair with the word Apache tattooed on his forehead. Lamar County authorities say all leads have been exhausted in the search for Amanda Aiken Smith, who is wanted for embezzling nearly $80,000 from a Reno business. Smith is a white female about 5 feet 7 inches tall with blonde hair and blue eyes. A picture of Smith can be found on our website. Red River County Sheriff Robert Bridges, who is seeking re-election to the post, is among 6 applicants for the Reno Police Chief. Other candidates include interim Reno Police Chief Jeff Sugg and Matt Birch, Crime Information Officer with the Paris Police Department. A Collin County jury has found Judge Suzanne Wooten guilty of accepting a bribe that boosted her 2008 election bid in exchange for future favorable rulings in her court. A punishment hearing is Monday. In addition to bribery charges, Wooten is charged with money laundering, record tampering, and engaging in organized crime. 2 teenagers have been released from the hospital, and a third is expected to be okay after this week's ATV-SUV accident near Grand Saline. 26-year-old Christian Dickinson has been charged with failing to stop and render aid. She called DPS when she returned home and said she had hit an unknown object. The Bertha Voyer Memorial Library in Honey Grove has added more books and a new teen room thanks to a more than $40,000 grant from the Tocker Foundation. The foundation considers grants for libraries serving communities of 12,000 people or less. The next application deadline is January 15th for area libraries interested. The Sulphur Springs Municipal Airport has received 2 Texas Department of Transportation Aviation Division grants worth $325,000. The money will help in construction of a new hangar, among other upgrades. The state expects to provide approximately $60 million in grants for community airports. A dog park for the City of Commerce is under consideration. Preliminary plans call for a 65-square-foot park just west of City Park, with a 6-foot-tall fence bordering the area. Commerce mayoral candidate Kobe Markham formally presented the plan to the City Council last week. The City of Greenville must release 3 of the 570 documents requested by L3 last year as a result of a review by the Texas Attorney General's office. The ruling centers around the proposed replat of the airport. The city says they were withholding the documents to protect attorney-client privileges. North Lamar ISD has been recognized for college readiness success by Advancement Via Individual Determination, or AVID. They were found to have met 11 program essentials. AVID guidelines seek to raise the expectations of students who are shown to have a greater desire to go to college. And along with Black Friday comes the start of the Salvation Army's annual Red Kettle Drive, and volunteers are sought. Local Salvation Army officers are located in Greenville, Paris, and McKinney, and contact information can be found at our website. Also at our website, more information on each one of these stories that made headlines this week and others. That's KETR.org. Coming up next, I speak with Vicki Ballard of Dylan's Drivers in Paris, a safe ride program. That's next. This is The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep from NPR News. I'm thinking of that New Yorker cartoon where one person at a party turns to another person at the party and says, "And that's not just my opinion, it's the opinion of somebody on NPR. Next time you're at a cocktail party, you can be ready for some scintillating conversation if you keep up with the news by listening in the mornings to Morning Edition from NPR News.
Weekdays at 5 a.m. on listener-supported 88.9 KETR.
Hi, I'm Rick Howard.
And I'm Stan the Man Kratchman,
your host for Big Band Stage Door Canteen.
Inviting you to join us each week for the finest big band music with notable artists such as Nat King Cole, Ella Fitzgerald, Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé, Helen Forrest, and much, much more.
So join us for Big Band Stage Door Canteen each Monday night at 11 on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Welcome back to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm joined now by phone by Vicki Ballard. She is the co-founder, also vice president, for Dylan's Drivers, a safe ride program serving Lamar County. Her husband, Ronnie Ballard, is the president and also co-founder of the organization. Vicki, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Could you please start just by explaining the concept of Dylan's Drivers, how it works, and who it serves?
Dylan's Drivers is a safe ride program that currently we will only be serving Lamar County. Mm-hmm. It is a program that is nonprofit, non-judgmental, confidential. We have a telephone number that comes into the headquarters of Dylan's Drivers that is operational from 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. And not only is it for people that may feel they've had too much to drink and drive, but it's also for people that may find themselves, say, at a pasture party or somewhere where maybe they didn't drive their own car and the people that they rode with, for whatever reason, they do not feel safe riding back with them. Mm-hmm. They, you know, you do not have to have a drop to drink. It's just a program where we offer a safe ride home. We will not ask, you know, for your last name. You can call into the headquarters, and then we have cars that are dispatched with a male and female. So it's never going to be two males picking up a girl, and it's never going to be two girls picking up a big old guy. It's going to be a male and female picking up and taking you to a safe residence. We're never going to take you to another party. We're never going to take you to your vehicle. We're not going to take you through Whataburger. I mean, we are going to take you to a safe residence because that's our job. It's solely staffed by trained volunteers.
The organization named after your son, Dylan, who died August 1st from injuries received as the result of an alcohol-related crash, which occurred on July 23rd.
That's correct.
Would you be able to take us through those days, Vicki, and ultimately what sparked the idea for this Safe Ride program?
The Paris Police Department came to our door. It was before 4 o'clock in the morning on July the 23rd, and informed us that our son had been in a car accident. and had been care flighted to Parkland Hospital, which is a trauma hospital in Dallas, and we knew no other details. We did not know the severity of his injuries. We just didn't have any idea of what we were going to find when we got to Parkland. And when we got to Parkland, Dylan was still in surgery, and he was hurt really, really bad, and he was in SICU for 10 days, and he never regained consciousness, and he passed away on August 1st. And before his funeral, we had a friend come to our house and said, we cannot let Dylan's death be in vain. We have to do something. And there was a program that she had heard about at Texas A&M College Station called Carpool. And, you know, we were still reeling. We, you know, we hadn't even had his funeral yet. But in the days leading up to and after his funeral, we started kind of tossing the idea around. And I am a member of the Greater Paris Rotary Club, which is the Monday Club, which meets here in Paris. And one of the Rotarians in the club had a daughter that was part of the Safe Ride program at Stephen F. Austin, which also got their idea from Texas A&M, and their program is called Driving Jacks. And so we had a program about it at Rotary where we got to learn more information. And then exchanged emails with Texas A&M and emails with Stephen F. Austin. We loaded up about, I don't know, there were probably 15 of us that went to Stephen F. Austin and went through a night of operations with them to see exactly how they do, okay. You know, to answer any questions that we would have. It was just a night of observation, and, you know, a lot of times when you see something new, it generates a lot more questions. Mm-hmm. And so we came back and we thought, well, it's a huge undertaking, and it is, but we felt like our community needed this. It's not only for young people, although it is for young people, but we don't care if you're a 50-year-old that needs a ride home or if you're a 15-year-old. We're not the police. We're not your parents. We just want people to be off the road and safe.
The research that went into this is obviously lengthy, and you want to make sure that you have all your T's crossed and all your I's dotted. This
yes,
is obviously, like you said, an important undertaking. You've been able to do quite a bit in the weeks and months since your son's death, and I feel like there's probably been a reason for expediting this because you're so concerned about others and you want to keep them safe, and of course you don't want this to happen to other people.
Exactly. If we can prevent one set of parents from walking where Ronnie and I are walking, then what is that worth?
Mm-hmm.
It's worth everything to us. Our goal is to prevent tragedy from happening in our community.
Speaking with Vicki Ballard, she is the co-founder, also vice president of Dylan's Drivers, a safe ride program serving Lamar County. And I imagine this is something that's been perceived very favorably among the community. What are some of the things that you've heard from your community members in response to your program?
We have had so many people come by our office, come by our home, call our office, donate money. We had Office Equipment Center came to us, and they said, we want to partner with you, all of your office supplies. We want to donate. We've had a local body shop come donate money. We've had the T-shirt shop in Terrace, Texas, say that they will help us in any way that they can. Kimberly Clark has donated, not only they donated money, but they have also toilet paper, paper towels, and Kleenexes for our office. And that's an expense that we are thankful that is being met.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, every penny will go towards furthering this cause. I mean, we are a non-profit organization, and our goal is to provide, you know, safe and reliable service that you can count on to get to a safe place.
Like I said, you've had so much help. Do you continue to need assistance from volunteers? Are there ways that people can still get involved with this organization?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely, yes. We need volunteers because it's going to take a minimum of 7 to operate, to even open the doors.
Okay.
You know, we would prefer to have a minimum of 10, but if you have 2 cars per night, that's 2 people in each car. Then you have to have someone at the headquarters to answer the phone, at least 1 person and preferably 2. And then you have an additional person at the headquarters that will be in constant contact with the navigator of the car so that you can always know where the cars are and to let them know of where the next ride will be coming from. If you're at a local bar, if you're at a local restaurant, or if you're at a pasture party, we have computers with GPS. We have GPS in the cars. We have telephones in the cars, separate telephones in the office, so that there will not be lack of communication.
And you plan to start this operation as early as, is it next weekend? Is that correct?
It is. It is December the 1st when we are going to have our first phone line open to start accepting calls. We are, as a matter of fact, finishing up this week with putting posters in the restaurants and bars and elevating the telephone number. Dylan's Drivers has a Facebook page. It's D-Y-L-A-N-S Drivers, and it will have the telephone number. It has our mission statement. You know, we are ready, and of course, the first call will be exciting and nerve-wracking and all the above.
Mm-hmm.
But these rides are confidential. I mean, you don't have to worry about calling us and getting a ride home and then wondering if we're going to tell your neighbor that, oh, we picked them up with Dylan's Drivers. It will not be discussed because it is confidential, non-judgmental, and free.
And what is the number to call for our Lamar County listeners?
It is 903-905-4959.
And they can call that between the hours, is it 10 p.m. and 3 a.m.?
Yes, sir. 10 p.m. to 3 a.m.
I understand that you're in the early stages of this. Of course, you're starting operations for the first time next weekend. Is there a desire, is there a thought even this early in the process of expanding this program, if there is a willingness to do this outside of Lamar County?
Ronnie and I are always going to be interested in saving lives no matter where. You know, we have started this in Lamar County, and right now that's where we have to focus our time and energy because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're just trying to save lives. But the time may come when someone in Commerce or somewhere else wants to start a Dylan's Drivers, and we will do everything we can to help anybody get this up and rolling. We have put together a great executive board, and we have great community support. We've got a great advisory board, and we really feel that we will be able to make a difference. And I know this is needed everywhere. This isn't just needed in Lamar County. This is needed everywhere.
There's a great focus here, and ultimately the goal is to save lives. Is there a message you'd like to give for communities that don't currently have this service and just the safety precautions people need to take as a mother who lost her child due to an alcohol-related crash?
Speaking as a mother, you can never be too honest and too open with your children and encourage them to call you. We had told our son many times not to get in the car with someone that had been drinking or driving, and it just so happened, for whatever reason, he did happen to be a passenger in the car. But you cannot stop talking to your children, and you cannot stop setting good examples for them no matter what. They have to know how much they're loved and how dangerous it is and how important. Children are our future. Children are our future. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. If your doorbell rings at 3-something in the morning, I can tell you from my heart that I would much rather them tell me my child was in trouble than to tell me what they did tell me that day.
The program is Dylan's Drivers, and Vicki Ballard is a co-founder, along with her husband, Ronnie Ballard, together the vice president and president of the operation, which starts taking calls for the first time next weekend. And the number to call for Lamar County listeners is 903-905-4959. That's 903-905-4959 between the hours of 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. And Vicki, we appreciate you taking the time with us.
Yes, sir. I do have one thing else to add.
Please.
If anyone is interested in volunteering or donating, or if you have questions about starting one in your own community, please email me at Vicki, V-I-C-K-I, at dylansdrivers.org, and that's dylansdrivers.org.
Okay, Vicki at dylansdrivers.org is the email for anyone who's interested in volunteering or helping in any way they can with your program. Thank you again.
That's right. Thank you.
When we return, our Friday feature. You're listening to The Lead on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Public radio listeners are heavy users of bank services, home mortgages, and financial management planning. Are these listeners your customers? They can be. Become a KETR program underwriter. For more information, call 903-513-9684.
Jared Knight here, and there's so much to tell you about the new KETR.org. This is an upgrade that we're really excited about. Did you know that you can now like or comment on each and every article at KETR.org? That's right. When there's a news story that you're glad we did, you can now click the thumbs up to let us know that we're on the right track. And if you want to interact with a comment on a blog post, go for it. It's all part of the new KETR.org.
Welcome back to The Lead. 14 years ago, a group of Northeast Texas singers came together to form what has now become a staple in the region for vocal excellence and entertainment. KETR intern Jasmine Trejo previews the upcoming Christmas concert by the Northeast Texas Choral Society in this week's Friday feature.
I'd like to say good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Northeast Texas Choral Society.
Rehearsals are well underway for the Northeast Texas Choral Society as they prepare for their annual Christmas concert show, Believe. One member that we just happened to talk to is Roy Fabian.
We have an approach to choral music, achieving a sound that I think you'll find phenomenal, because this group works very, very hard, meeting every Monday night for rehearsal, practice, practicing basic, learning the songs.
With opening day just around the corner, this group is going to blow you away with all of their talent. According to Nancy Harris, it is a chance for the audience to get back and capture the true meaning of Christmas.
This is our Christmas production for the 2011 season, and it's entitled Believe. And we're going to have half of a section to be secular and believing in all good things about Christmas, and the other half will be our sacred section, believing that the original meaning of Christmas.
This concert is made possible by the hard work of many and from the director, who Janet Fabian speaks so highly about.
She brings out the best. We have a desire to sing, and she, how is it, she hones what little we bring until it's sharper and better. And we every one of us love Carol Allen and appreciate what she's done to bring out the best in each person, but to blend us into something that is really phenomenal.
The Northeast Texas Choral Society is made up on volunteers, people like you and I. However, you do have to audition to get in.
And has developed it into 100 to 110 voice, all volunteer choir.
That sings for the joy of it.
Absolutely. So we're not talking a lay down thing where you just walk in and you got it. No.
Although you may have to audition, the group is made up of people that enjoy singing and love to share their abilities with an audience.
For every concert we have, our objective is to just share love with people, to share our love with music and the love of this season particularly.
Get ready because opening day is almost here and you will surely be blown away.
It's the best word I can say is wow.
It is a wow experience. Mm-hmm.
Come out and take the family to the Silver Springs Civic Center Saturday, December 3rd at 7 and Sunday the 4th at 2 and enjoy listening to some great music.
You'll absolutely be knocked off your feet when you hear the men sing I Believe while the women sing Ave Maria combined into one song. It's just amazing. And I don't want to give it away, but the 12 Days of Christmas have never been done better.
The Northeast Texas Choral Society's annual Christmas concert is almost here, so one can purchase tickets online at netchoral.org for $10 or at the door for $11. But for more information, please visit their website at netchoral.org. I'm Jasmine Trejo, 88.9 KETR.
Thanks, Jasmine. Our Friday feature airs each Friday during the lead at 10 a.m. and again at 4:45 p.m. during All Things Considered here on your station. And remember, if you have a Friday feature story idea for the program, we'd love to hear from you. You can send your ideas to scott@ketr.org. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll wrap things up on today's show. This is your station, 88.9 KETR.
My name is Joe Thompson. I'm 29, and thanks to my college degree, I'm a systems analyst. And the college me would tell you,
I wouldn't be here without big brothers, big sisters. My big brother believed in me, and to a 7-year-old,
that means a lot. My big brother's name is Phil, and Phil is the reason that this 7-year-old grows up to be a systems analyst.
Whether you donate money or time, you're helping big brothers, big sisters help a child. Start something today at bigbrothersbigsisters.org. Brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Want more information on the most recent movies in theaters? Then tune in Friday mornings with Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
Got really good dialogue. Originally a Sam Peckinpah movie, it was shocking at the time.
Alice Reese is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and Rockwall Herald Banner, and she joins KETR Friday mornings. It's the perfect place to get the information you want on the most recent movies. Only on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Welcome back to The Lead. We hope you've had an excellent Thanksgiving weekend to date. And let's now run down the community events calendar for Northeast Texas. And let's focus on Christmas events as we are past the Thanksgiving holiday. Hope you had an excellent time with your loved ones and, of course, got a good meal in there. So beginning next weekend, area cities will be conducting Christmas tree lighting ceremonies and also Christmas parades. Next Thursday in Greenville, they have a Christmas tree lighting, also a parade to follow Friday. Also next Friday is the Sulphur Springs tree lighting. Their parade will take place on Saturday evening, December 3rd, as will the one in Paris. The downtown Christmas parade in Commerce is scheduled for Wednesday, December 7th, and on Friday, December 9th, Bonham residents can enjoy their annual Christmas parade. A reminder that each one of these events and others can be found at our website, ketr.org/events, and we're always encouraging you to post your own event to that site, and we'll read it on the air. And that will do it for today's installment of The Lead. We hope you enjoyed our conversation with Vicki Ballard of Dillon's Drivers, a safe ride program serving Lamar County, which starts taking their first calls for rides next weekend. Please understand when it's become unsafe for you to get behind the wheel or even a passenger in a car. You can learn more on Dillon's Drivers through their Facebook page. Just search Dillon's Drivers. We also hope you enjoyed our Friday feature on the Northeast Texas Choral Society, a group of more than 100 singers who are now in their 14th year providing concerts during the spring and next weekend for their annual Christmas concert. Learn more at netchoral.org. We're back same time next Friday at 10 a.m. and our show re-airs at 9 a.m. on Saturdays. And of course, you can always hear archives of this show at our website, ketr.org. Coming up next is Texas Matters. This has been The Lead, the exclusive news magazine of Northeast Texas, here on your station, 88.9 KETR. I'm your host, Scott Harvey. Thanks for listening, and have a great Thanksgiving weekend.